This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Get back! Get back now!
I challenge their authority.
No BLM!
Fighting for Idaho.
We've won.
It's not over.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
And we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Fighting for you.
I think it would be good to go down there.
You need the real story. You need it from a person that you trust and who will speak out the truth.
You know, you can't get anything from the press that's worthwhile anyway. I'd rather listen to you.
Idaho needs to hear from the Kevin Miller perspective.
Now from Southern Nevada, Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Once again, from Southern Nevada, we'll have the latest on the Donald Sterling First Amendment issue. We'll have the latest on the lands issue. And it's interesting talking to people on the outside where people say that this story has moved on, that the nation has moved on. So, based on somebody's comments, based on somebody's opinions, whether they're legit or not, it's time to move on. And I'm really glad I came down here because there's a situation, and I wish I had a budget. I wish our friends at MinutemanRx.com would have the unlimited budget, but you know, we all have limits. And I want to thank them for funding this trip because they believed that this story needs to be told. And before we get to Clive and Bundy, you know, so many times we digest press through the filter of the national news media. And I suppose that's okay, but there's an inherent bias there. And I will tell you, you know, I wish that the Internet would allow you to go somewhere and form your own opinions. And that's what we're trying to do here while we're here today and tomorrow. And I spent most of the day yesterday at the Bundy Ranch, was inside the ranch, was in Mr. Bundy's living room where we interviewed him, where I interviewed him, and had a chance to, while I was waiting to do that, would talk to a lot of folks that are there in charge of his own internal security. And as we talked about earlier, and if you're just waking up, you've got a local congressman who wants the Bundy militia out and has actually complained about it to a local sheriff and demanded that the local sheriff boot the militia. So think about this while you're listening to Clive and Bundy here at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. That do you have a right in America, which I believe that you do, to walk around with a weapon to protect yourself? To protect yourself against unnecessary search and seizure? To protect your land, your cattle? And if your neighbors want to come across from across the county or across the country, shouldn't they be allowed to do that? That's an issue. And the idea of Mr. Bundy's comments, does that mean that he's forever termed a bad person? Like Donald Sterling? Like Phil Robertson? And if that's the case, perhaps we should relitigate Larry Flint, the purveyor of Hustler, and his case where uncomfortable, unacceptable, revolting speech is protected. Let's get you to Mr. Bundy here. This is part one of two interviews. We will air the other one tomorrow, but let's start now.
580 KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. Mr. Bundy, you have had a chance to talk to a lot of Americans. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm happy to be American, and I'm proud that I'm a neighbor to Idaho. You know, we do live in the greatest land on earth. It's a promised land, and we have one of the greatest governments. Even though we have our problems, we have an inspired constitution that guides us and directs us in the directions we should go. If we just stop and figure out what direction it wants us to go, it would solve most of our problems.
You know, when we talk on the radio, it's always about apathy. Why do you think what's happened here has awoken America up? What you're doing here has brought people from all over the country to be here with you, sir.
Well, I think I actually woke up this morning trying to figure out where I'm headed. And, you know, we have a flagpole. And on top of that flagpole, we have We the People on top. We have a county government flag and a state government flag and a United States government flag. You know, most people think this flagpole's turned upside down. But you know that flagpole isn't turned upside down. That's the way our Constitution, our founding fathers, laid this government out. And so I think what's exciting the people is we're finding out we are on top of the flagpole one more time.
Indeed. For people that have been, and it's interesting, as we've discussed on 580KIDO, people have this misconceptions about what's going on. That's why I felt passionately to come talk to you personally. We appreciate your time, and your family's been very hospitable to us. In your own words, what is this about?
Well, it's about our Constitution, and like I said, it's about putting the people on top of the flagpole, not the United States government's been on top of the flagpole. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States government, and we've always thought it was supposed to be on top of the flagpole. But in that process of this thinking over the last couple hundred years, we've now put it as a supreme, a sort of power without limitations. Let's put it that way. On top of the flagpole, and we the people are down on the bottom. That's not the way it is. It was supposed to be. We the people were the ones that fought the Revolutionary War, and we the people created the Constitution. And now we're the people within the counties of across the United States. We still have our sovereignty, and we have the power, and this is our government, and we've got to start acting like it now.
With respect, sir, what do you say to the critics? I mean, one minute you're a rancher, you've got your farm, it's been in your family for years. The next minute you're on all the shows. The next minute you're on all the social media. This has been quite an experience for you.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride the last few days, last couple of weeks. You know, I have came from a rancher, you know, cowboy out here taking care of my cattle, and my water supplies the cattle. And then pretty soon I have snipers around the ranch with high communication equipment, and I have a couple of hundred armed rangers or marshals driving the roads, and then I find out that I have no freedoms left. I can't get off the road, can't go check my cattle. We're a little bit scared to drive up and down the road. We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power. This government has taken away our state sovereignty, our state law, our public lands, even taken away my sheriff's policing of power. And so now I'm sort of locked in this situation, not really knowing how dangerous the situation it is. But then I they start abusing my family, and the media sort of starts taking a hold. And, you know, before for very many days, I have lots of concerned citizens. I have the militia here protecting me. And all of a sudden, we feel freedom and liberties again. And we have enjoyed it. And then those people join together, and they actually back off these armed thugs or marshals or United States Army, however you want to look at it, but it's an army of bureaucrats, and we the people back those people off, and they leave the county, and we feel the liberty and freedoms here, and boy, it's a good feeling, I can tell you that.
What was it like for you, sir? We've talked to your sons, who've been very nice to us. Your family's been very accommodating, and again, we appreciate your time here at 580KIDO. But what was it like for you when you have the snipers, when you have your son being tased, something happens to your other son, and it's just you and your family here? I mean, I see all the little kids and stuff. I won't put it into my words. Can you describe it?
Well, it's sort of an interesting thing because with all of the dangers, you know, I or my family, I think we had wasn't much fear in this. We seemed to be realizing that it was a battle that had to be fought, and we started to march forward without much fear. And we actually, I think we started to receive the prayers of you know, people all the way around the world. I think that strengthened us. And that strengthened those people that went against those guns, marched against those guns without arms. They were, that was a faith thing and a courage and a test of their, I don't know, just, it was a really a test for them. But they passed that test and they went forth and now I think they're, you know, I can't really explain what happened here, but there's lots of lives changed in this thing, not only for those that marched, but those that watched. And all around the world, it's become an example of what we can do as we the people. And we want a better form of government. We want liberty and freedom. We want those things that our founding fathers fought for and died for. And we're not going to allow these guns to point at us anymore. It's not going to happen in America.
See, Mr. Bundy, I get that. It's amazing, though, the power of the leftist media. All of a sudden, they're distracting people with their messages. In fact, we've been threatened and called names for even being associated with coming down here. Are you disappointed with some of the conservatives that were with you every step of the way and then all of a sudden have jumped ship?
Well, you know, one thing I'm not seeing it because I'm so busy. I'm not reading the newspaper and not seeing the TV, but I am hearing about it. I'm getting questioned in the interviews. Yeah, you can't help but be a little bit disappointed. But let me tell you something. When you're dealing with something like this, even though there's a hiccup in say my popularity or something like that, that hiccup, it wakes a lot of people up. You know, I have like 3 or 4 cameras in front of me one day. The next day I have 30 cameras because I make a slip up and make a so-called a mistake. And you know, I felt I really didn't make a mistake. I felt like they used the words that I and sort of mistrued it. I'm not prejudiced, and you know, I have actually learned more about loving individuals here in this situation. I can see the need of our Constitution through all the way around the world, and I can see the need of the different ethnic groups join in this movement. We're all tired of big government. We're all tired of being overreached, and we don't want a central government. We want a constitutional government. And then when we come to this ownership of public land, you know, all the people can understand the Constitution does not allow the federal government to own only small amounts of land. And so anyway, hey, even bad press is good press, let's put it that way.
Well, at 580K IDO, I've lived in Idaho for 5 years, but they call it the Cowboy Code, the Code of the West, and I think a lot of our friends that are based on the East Coast really miss the Code of the West, and that's resonated with people here.
You know, they could be, you know, I am a cowboy, sort of maybe with the last man standing type thing. You know, I'm a guy that can ride a horse and rope a calf, and I'm a guy that can understand nature. I can understand, you know, love of one another and the personal value of our individual souls. And I'm a man that can understand faith and the spirit of our Heavenly Father. And so, and I can understand His guidance and direction and what's happening to us.
And that's part one of our interview with Clive and Bundy. We'll have part two of it tomorrow here with Kevin Miller at 580K IDO. So how does he strike when you're thinking of Mr. Bundy? Do you think that he has a point? Is he someone that you would feel comfortable with? Is he someone that deserves to be vilified? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
What's going on here is a battle for freedom, battle for liberty, most particularly states' rights.
The lines have been drawn in the sand. It's the battle for the West.
There's something wrong with the world today.
The federal government is coming around and just saying they can just pretty much take whatever they want. And I was always under the impression that we had sovereign states in this country.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us. And when they're gone, we won't be able to get them back.
We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So
now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIVO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are on the edge. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIVO. Thank you all for joining us. Currently 625 in the Treasure Valley, 525 Pacific time. So there's part one of our interview with Clive and Bundy. And, you know, I don't know if talk radio is changing kind of the way education's changing. By the way, we'll be at Boise High School, the birthplace of 580KIDO, coming up on Thursday. And education has changed. Have you noticed that? Like when you go to school, when you hear us talk to the teachers will say, well, you know, we kind of learn from the kids when it comes to technology, and it's cooperative learning. And is that the way it's gone in talk radio? And my point of view is, and it's interesting because I had a chance to talk to a couple folks, national folks, not here, but via the web. They actually emailed me back. And you have people that are so thoroughly disgusted with what Mr. Bundy has to say that he is discredited forever. And you take a look and a listen to his comments. Yeah, they're bad. He realizes they're bad. He's made an atonement for that. His son, Eamon, will address those issues coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. He's the guy that was tased not once, not twice, but four times. His aunt, 57-year-old aunt, he describes, was body slammed in front of him. So, dear true believer, and by the way, we still have many critics, many enemies who are, once again, if you're not listening, you didn't listen yesterday, are trying to derail this program. They're calling Dave Burnett the most lovable man in the Treasure Valley hateful names. They're calling me a racist, a bigot, a man that should be thrown off the airwaves, should be fired, should be thrown into the dustbin of radio history. And in the old days, I'd tell them, stand in line. I'm just doing my job. But there's a chilling effect going on in the world today. And when we have people label someone, as we see with Donald Sterling, it's over. So in lieu of what we've talked about with Mr. Bundy and his statements, does that derail the argument? Does that disqualify him from saying, these lands have been in my family for years, and I'd like to take it to court? In fact, he won a few times in court with the BLM. And does that excuse, okay, I guess at 580-5436, because I'm trying to figure out what type of world I'm living in today, what type of world we're living in today, and what can and can't be said. Does Mr. Bundy's statements to a New York Times reporter, are they more powerful than someone tasing your son, your kid, or body slamming a 57-year-old woman? Are we giving those words that much power over us? And you couldn't escape it yesterday, sadly to say, in the politically correct world of conservative talk media, talk radio, where people are condemning Donald Sterling. And we seem to forget that we do have a First Amendment in this country. And we still don't know how this tape was obtained, whether it was legal or not. And because he said what he said, people want him to be denied his means of income? And everybody else is a victim and Sterling's the bad guy? Never mind the players took the money. The NBA took his fees. The sponsors did this. But I go back to this. Because someone says a politically incorrect, distasteful, horrific statement, does that mean that we forget about the government coming in with the snipers on innocent Americans? See, I don't believe that we do forget. And I have put my professional, personal reputation, whatever that may be, on this. It's all on the line. This isn't, hey, I'm going to go do this and let's have a good time. There are sinister forces that will attempt to use this as a means of firing me. And I'm shocked by it because in America today, we lack the critical thinking skills to say, well, I just heard what Mr. Bundy said. I just heard what he said. What is so wrong with that? We used to be able to debate, discuss, and have dialogue. Today, it's about dissent and, well, destroying the means of dissemination. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, your thoughts on Mr. Bundy. Is he that out of line? And because he said those things, which he has apologized for, which he has said, I'm sorry, does that make it this story go away? And if it does, who wins? Well, it's the BLM. Coming up, we'll hear from a man who has driven all the way from New Hampshire to be here. And I'm telling you, it's not a vacation for these guys. There's no field showers here. And these guys will do it. Will be here till the end. We'll find out why next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
News. I'm happy to be American, and I'm proud that I'm a neighbor to Idaho. This is my
right. I spoke with Cliven Bundy, and he repeatedly called for peace.
We have a flagpole, and on top of that flagpole, we have We the People on top. We have a county government flag and a state government flag and a United States government flag. Talking about
The Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. The lines have been drawn in the sand. It's the battle for the West. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are once again, 580KIDO. You know, this is a battle not only in the West, but across the country. And yesterday, we had a chance to run into a man who came here with his son, with his best friend from the state of New Hampshire. Why would anyone from back east show up here? Let's find out now at 580KIDO.
580KIDO, we're with Jerry from New Hampshire. Jerry, how'd you get here?
We drove the 2,700 miles.
Why?
Because I talked to Mr. Bundy on Tuesday about 2.5 weeks ago, and he said that he needed bodies, needed help, and I was convicted immediately to drive out here to help him. So into the truck we went 2 days later and across country with my son and my best friend.
And you've brought quite a lot of people here. What's life like here?
Dusty and more dusty, and they could definitely use more water in Nevada, but it's been different. It's a beautiful country in its own, and there's some absolutely spectacular people here, and the salt of the earth. And it was a pleasure to actually be able to meet the Bundys, the family, and be accepted in, as Carol Bundy tells me, as I'm family now. So it's been a really good experience in a lot of ways. Tough though, because I'm away from my wife, who I miss desperately, but other than that, it's been a really good trip.
Well, when you think of the outside media, again, people listening at 580KIDO, no, it's not a liberal rag. But a lot of people are influenced by this. We've had people saying, why are you going here? They're lawbreakers. There's Mr. Bundy who's got his issues. Look, you drove here. You're here. You're living in the field. Take us into your world. What do you do every day?
Well, it varies, but usually I go sleep deprived, usually miss a couple of the meals. We do have a chow hall that the meals are served 3 squares a day, and they run pretty big hours, a long period of hours, really almost military-like. But I'm the commander of the camp, so I've got a lot of people pulling on me different directions for filling needs and billets and all of that, so I'm pretty busy, the phone or the interviews. And so I've been known to miss chow a few times and miss a lot of sleep. But now, I'm up early. I'm up before dark, and usually up in the middle of the night to walk around, just check the camp. But when I get up in the morning, I'm up. I'll go check everybody, make sure they're all right, everything's rolling properly. I get onto some of my messages and stuff on my phone. I've got a smartphone, so I can check some of that. The emails are suffering, and then I'll start taking care of the calls for gear that we need, and people are doing donations and such. Any issues that we need to, like today, we're moving comm gear around, and there's a whole lot of technical things of just running a full-on camp for a small unit, if you will, military style.
And what are you patrolling? What are you guarding against right now, sir?
Well, we're Well, we're actually all what we're trying to do is just lend that protection to the Bundy family, so that in fact agencies like the BLM, who are so lawless in their behavior towards the Bundys in the past, they have a record of it, is that so that they wouldn't think that they would be able to pull that lawless behavior on that family again, from the little babies, the grandbabies, to Mr. Bundy and his wife Carol themselves, that we won't tolerate it, and that we will jump in between them if in fact they want to act lawless. And everybody here has decided, made that decision early on, that if we had to give our lives to protect the Bundys, that's just what we'd do.
580 KIDO, as we talk to our friend Jerry from New Hampshire. Jerry, how is it to maintain the discipline? Because, you know, you have a lot of people from a lot of places. You know, it's not easy living the life that you're talking about right now.
Well, I'm actually really appreciating what the commanders in the Battle of Independence, War of Independence, went through, because I've read a lot. I'm a history guy, and they had a lot of problems with the militias. They were independent. They were wanted their own way. They were ill-disciplined and ill-equipped, a lot of them, most of the time. But that ragtag group actually formed up into a mighty army that really repelled the most well-prepared, well-trained, well-suited, and well-established military in the world with a ragtag force. So I'm thinking we stand a chance here, at least, of keeping the Bundys safe, and because the hearts are right. And there's not to a man, the hearts are right here. And they all know that they are doing the right thing. I think that our stories are all very similar, that when we heard the story of the Bundys and the plight and what the government was doing to them, that we were convicted immediately, and we knew it was what we must do. And American people are tired of being pushed around by a lawless government. I mean, they can't pass a budget they're required to do under law. They pass laws on us, and they break laws continually over and over and over again as our government. And if you read the complaints in the Declaration of Independence that the founders had against the king in the colonies, is not dissimilar to what's going on in America right now. Is they disregard the Constitution, the civil rights of the American people, and they impose their will as though they're rulers instead of public servants. Even here in New Hampshire, the governor and the sheriff in this particular county, Clark County, don't represent the Bundys and the people of the state. What they do is they represent the power of the federal government back down onto the people of the state, and that's completely inverse of the way it was set up to be, and it needs to stop, and we're here to try to help that.
And you're a smart guy, so what do you say to people listening at 580KIDO right now that says these are the laws and you have to adhere to the laws?
I wonder if they'd say the same thing about the Nazis who were killing the Jews in Germany in World War II. Those were the laws then. Were they right? Just a question.
We continue on. Tell us about your past experience, what you were doing before this.
Well, I was at home with my wife a lot more, that's for sure. And
Were you in the military?
Oh, yeah, I was a former Marine, and I've got a business, a small construction business I've done, and been doing that for quite a few years. And I have a sawmill as well up in the North Country in New Hampshire, and saw logs into beams, and actually we're trying to build some camps and for some friends as well. But it was a lot more peaceful, that's for sure. But I've been politically active anyways, because I've known this day was coming in America somewhere along the line, that people were going to have had enough. And I had no idea I would be over here all the way across the country on fighting it. It would have been more convenient for me had Mr. Bundy lived in New Hampshire, Mass, or Connecticut. But, you know, we stand for it. We stand when we... All of us who are in the military or even in law enforcement, we took an oath to defend the Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. But they don't de-oath us when we leave the office or leave our position in the military. So that oath still stands. And so we're upholding that oath, which is something that the governor and the sheriff and actually those agents in the BLM need to do as well. And we'd just like to really shine the light on what's happening here, because evil hates the light. I mean, it runs to the dark. They want to do it under darkness, so no one sees it. And that's just the same way when they murdered Mr. Bundy's steers, is they shot one right through the head, one of his prized bulls, and then drug it about, and they shot it in a containment center, which was like a round pen, and then shot it right between the eyes and drug it about a mile and a half. We followed the drag marks until we came upon where the bull was dropped off, so no one would know the BLM did it, because it wasn't near their area. Found some more. It looked like it was shot with a fully automatic M16 style. It was was definitely 5.56 rounds, and through the head and the body. And then we found the graveyard, which they had been mass burying the cattle right on the staging site where all the office trailers were, the BLM bosses were, if you will, leadership, and also where they stored all their gear and all their equipment. So it was like the day to day. You go to work for the BLM out here on this job, on this particular operation. You were there. It was 30 feet behind that, inside of the fenced compound, that they were murdering and burying the cattle there, and it was horrendous. And the cameraman, I took two camera teams out there, lost the stomach. The women were crying, and it was horrific. And I've never seen anything like it. And it was just cruelty to the animals. I mean, PETA ought to be off the charts on it. And why they wouldn't be, I don't know. But me, I'm a hunter. And but I'm not a mutilator. I'm not an abuser. And that was certainly mutilation and abuse of living creatures for no sense but other than to destroy them and kill them. And what came to me is when we came upon that grave and where that gravesite, because there was the back of one of the steers was or cows was sticking out of the dirt, and then there were some 4 feet sticking out of the hooves were sticking out of the dirt because they didn't completely fill it. And as it reminded me of the story in Genesis about Abel's blood crying out to the Lord after Cain had murdered him, and the blood cried from the ground, from the earth, and that's exactly how it felt to us, and it was horrific. It's unacceptable. This is our government. I've had to take my people and fill my truck with men and myself, and to protect the Bundys. Employees and family to go out and collect calves that the BLM separated from their mothers. They either killed their mothers or took them off, left those calves out there to die without their mother's milk. I mean, they just were born. And they needed armed guards to follow that truck and stock trailer with their cow ponies in it to go to work. And it dawned on me, it's like, is this America? Do we have to have armed guards to protect our citizens just to merely go to work from the federal government? And you know, and I've heard that the story of the BLM. I mean, the Bundys haven't paid their bill on that land. Well, that's not actually accurate. Is the Bundys paid that bill in full? Ancestors did back in the 1800s, and when they got their original grazing rights, it was a one-time pay thing, and it could be passed on generation to generation, and that was done. What happened is the government, just like they did with the American Indians, is they changed the deal down the road. Then they decided, well, that's not good enough for us, so we're going to charge them by the head, and so they changed that. And the Bundys, I believe, by not wanting to fight and being a fairly passive family, to be honest with you, hardworking and loving and kind and gentle to a fault, but they went ahead and paid those fees, and probably shouldn't have paid them, even given them a dime, but they wanted to give them a chance.
Jerry, good luck to you. We appreciate it, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and I just ask all of you, if you do anything for us, just pray for the Bundy family, and just keep us in your prayers that this works out peacefully, because that's what we're looking to do. We're not looking for a violent confrontation. We're just looking to protect that family, and if it was your family, we'd do the same thing for you. And we just ask that you keep us in your prayers.
All right, there you have it. Jerry from New Hampshire. Let's go to Garrett in Sand Hollow at 580KIDO. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning, Kevin. Just wanted to offer you some words of encouragement that this is where the news is, and so those people that are cranky about it, they don't recognize that. I mean, this is what you do. This is what you do for a living. You go to where there's hot spots, you talk about it. And so, if this was just for simplicity, a liberal cause, I think you'd be just as justified in going down there to talk about it as well. So, you gotta deal with the naysayers, I guess, but. I mean, this is your job, and you're doing a good job of it, getting them stirred up. Secondly, along with what that gentleman said in New Hampshire, something that just struck me when he was talking about going and helping those guys round up the calves, and his question was, is this America? And I said, heck yes, this is America, because we got guys, we got citizens, private citizens, men and women, that are standing up with each other to the federal government. This is what our founding fathers, in their wisdom, is what they envisioned. They I think they were honest with themselves and could see these tyrannical tendencies even in themselves. And so they provided ways for the people to recognize, when they recognize them, if they recognize them, to correct the system. And I think that we're on the precipice of doing that, one way or the other. This system cannot continue on. So this is America. So this is just kind of a message of encouragement that, you know, we have these things going on every day. And just for people to, it's like Fulcher says in dealing with state lands, is that if we want our sovereignty, we don't need to ask for it. We don't need to ask for our inalienable rights. They're ours. We just take them. We just exercise them. And if we don't, then a right unexercised becomes a right unrecognized.
Garrett, thank you for the call, and thank you for the words of encouragement. I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, keep up the work, Kevin.
Take care, our great friend Garrett from San Hollow. Kevin Miller in the morning, let's get you to work safely and on time.
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We do want to thank MinutemanRx.com for their belief in us and their support, their sponsorship of our trip here. Thank you very much. It's humbling to be here, and as we move along, you know, I'm trying not to get in the way of the content. Usually we are the content together, but coming up next, we will speak with Eamon Bundy and get his thoughts on what it was like to be tased, where the situation goes from here, and his father's comments. We've got a lot to do this morning. And again, we'll have the latest on Donald Sterling and really the idea of where you stand on the First Amendment. But first, traffic at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning, Eamon Bundy next, 580KIDO.
Serving Emmett,